Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Are you a Sammy Hagar guy?
That's one of the all-time great songs that they played, and I believe it became famous with the Chicago Bulls when Michael Jordan was in his prime in Chicago. That became kind of the unofficial theme song for that era, where they all of a sudden, you know, the lights would go down and they crank that music up, and everybody was at fever pitch. Were you, Paul? You were in Chicago. Were you there when Jordan was there, or did you miss him?
It may have been the one good thing that happened while we were in Chicago. Getting to see Michael Jordan live. I had a dear friend down there who somehow got great tickets, and my two boys got to see MJ fly, and that was a highlight. That
over and the food. The old United Center.
The old United Center, yeah.
Yeah, I had a chance to do one-on-one interviews with Michael Jordan. And I consider myself lucky. The second two times were through Trent Tucker, and he was in town for something, and we did long one-on-one interviews, and I got lots of content from that I still cite today. The first time that I interviewed him, he had come to the Met Center. They were playing an exhibition game before the Timberwolves were in existence, so they were trying to prime the pump for, hey, the NBA is coming, and the Chicago Bulls were playing, I forget who, at the Met Center in a preseason game in October. We get a call from WBBM. You know, this is a television talk now, but the CBS affiliate there, they said, you know, Michael Jordan and Doug Collins, the coach, had a fight in practice, and Jordan either got kicked out or walked out of practice. We really need you guys to go out there and see if you can get an interview with him, because it's big news in Chicago before the game. So I was like the intern, right? So they, hey, kid, go out there and get an interview with Jordan about why he got in a fight with the coach. Oh, great.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
So I walk in that locker room, and Artis Gilmore was playing for him at that time, I remember. And, I mean, this is the first time I've been in an NBA locker room. They are huge, the players that, you know, and I hadn't grown accustomed to it because we hadn't had an NBA team here yet. And Michael Jordan is standing up against his locker. He's got headphones on, and I think he's in street clothes still. And my job is to tap him on the shoulder and tell him I want to do an interview about this, and I did. And he took the headphones off and he said, yeah, sure, we can do that. And we did an interview about, you know, was he mad at the coach? Was he not mad at the coach? Oh, it was just a thing. It was no big deal, blah, 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 blah. And he couldn't have been more gracious at that time. I think he was in, you know, maybe a second or third year in the league at that time, because he kind of came on and he had that remarkable series against Boston his first year and got everybody watching him. And I just remember going out there the first time and my first real close contact to the NBA. And I just remember how big those players were and how gracious Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, he was and is in a different league. And say what you will about him. And, you know, off the court, what you do is your business. On the court, I just, I've never seen anybody like him in terms of what he can do athletically. I have to tell you a quick, real quick story about Chicago. My oldest son, Walt, played basketball, and he came to me one day, and he goes, "Dad," he goes, I just had a really bad game." I go, "Well, tell me about it." And he goes, "Well, I had to cover this kid, and he just ran circles around me. He was 2 feet taller than me, maybe 3 feet taller than me.
Yeah.
He was like just on a different planet."
Yeah.
And he said, "I think he's the son of this guy by the name of Scottie Pippen."
Really?
And so, yeah, my son trying to defend Scottie Pippen's
son. So he was head-to-head with Pippen's son, huh?
Yeah.
And the genes were there.
Yeah.
On both sides, huh?
Walt did not get...
Unfortunately, on both sides.
Yeah. So, I'm like, Walt, you know, this is part of life. You find out what you're good at, you know. I give you credit for trying to keep up with him. But, yeah, he mopped the floor with Walt you know,
now you got me. I'll give you one other Michael Jordan story. There's a guy. No, he's out there. Now Jordan's going to make his comeback. Remember, he retires and he's going to come back. Mm-hmm. So he starts playing at the local health club to get in shape before he joins the team. And a guy that I know starts playing pickup games with him on a regular basis at noon hour. And so somebody decides that, hey, I don't care if it's Jordan or whoever. A foul is a foul, you know. So he calls a foul on Jordan that Jordan didn't think he committed. And as the story goes, as it was transferred to me, Jordan says, "That was not a foul." And then he goes, boom, and he hits him right in the chest. And he says, "That's a foul."
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, that's legendary status stuff, you know.
What is the ESPN special? I watched it. I can't remember
Last
the
Dance.
Last Dance, yeah.
It won all the awards, yeah.
Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So Grizzlies game number 2 here in the playoff. The Grizzlies, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm wrong a lot. The best offensive rebounding team in the NBA.
That could be. I'm not sure their stats. I just know they're a pretty good team. They're number 2 seed. You know, that doesn't happen by accident in the Western Conference. And so they can play and they can get out and go. And they did not defend the Timberwolves very well early in that game. So my guess is they're going to take some chances and try to push around Karl Anthony Towns, do some things early in the game to get the Wolves off kilter, to get Anthony Edwards out of rhythm so that it doesn't become a 40-point first quarter like it did the other day or something like that. That's the first thing you look for in a game two like this, because what happens is Memphis will adjust. The Timberwolves won't adjust as much because what they used worked. So Memphis will look at everything that they used that worked, and they'll say, how do we negate that? And they'll do some things, and I think physically more than anything else, to try to play with, to slow down Minnesota in the paint, all those things. Don't let Edwards get this. And then they'll figure out how to isolate John Morant more and give him as many opportunities as they can, because they'll live or die with him now.
Got it. So a pregame 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yeah.
7:30 is the tip off. Yep. And you have an extra sports
six
to the
to
max.
7, we'll kind of set the tone. Kevin Lynch will be with me. Okay. I had Pooh Richardson on last night. He had some really interesting insight. The first round pick of the Minnesota Timberwolves out of UCLA and he watches the team closely. He was here during the winter, watches all the teams closely, and he had some interesting thoughts on what Patrick Beverley has done for Karl Anthony Towns' career specifically, in terms of. Kind of lighting the fire and allowing Towns to be the alpha. And so we'll play some of that for you as well as take some phone calls and a whole bunch more.
The dynamic between Kat and Anthony Edwards is interesting, right? They really make each other better.
I think so. And then Beverly, of course, is the X factor that comes in and says, one of those classic role players that says, I don't care that I'm not the best player. I'm still going to challenge the best players to make them better. And that's why they gave him another year in the contract, because I think he was successful in doing that to Edwards, to Towns. I don't think Edwards needs a lot. I think he truly believes that he's the best best player on the team a lot of times, the best player on the floor a lot of times. And so I don't think he needs a lot of motivation.
Yeah. Maxie, stick around when we come back. The Twins playing the Royals tonight on our sister station, The Wolf 102.9. I want to talk Twins, want to talk Wild, and whatever else is on your mind with the one and only Mike Max next. So, of course, you can listen to the Wolves right here on CCO this evening. If you want to listen to the Royals, you can tune over to The Wolf 102.9, our sister station, and both games are on the Odyssey app. Mike Max joining us. An extra dose of Mikey today. Let's talk about the Twins and the Royals in Kansas City.
Okay.
What are you looking for with this game? And what, if anything, has exceeded your expectation the first few victories here with the Twins?
It's been the opposite of what everybody expected. They've pitched well and haven't hit well. It's just been crazy. Now they hit well yesterday. Polanco had four RBI. They had eight runs. Garlic hit a home run. And they hit well on Friday. But in general, there have been a lot of bad at-bats. A lot of at-bats they look like they've given up, you know, where Sano just doesn't give them a chance or put the ball in play. The same with Carlos Correa. You know, he had a couple hits yesterday, but he's had a lot of strikeouts so far. But the pitching has been really good. Dylan Bundy was really good yesterday. Joe Ryan was really good on Friday. And that takes us to tonight. With Chris Archer getting the game ball,
yeah.
And he was really good last week in his debut. And this is a big comeback for him. You know, he was out of baseball, and he put himself on his own program in the offseason. He found major league players that he could pitch to so that he could try to get up to the major league standard that he thought he needed. He started getting up around 95 miles an hour in velocity. He threw one game in spring training, and I tell you, I was not all that impressed when I was watching that day for a few innings. And then I talked to the Twins people, and they were very impressed because they said his velocity was good and he was hitting the spots. Mm. My point being that sometimes if you're on the outside looking in, you just read the box score and you don't see what they're looking for. Then he came out and threw well last week, you know, and I'm not saying he's going to be back to the Cy Young form, but it was encouraging. He was very emotional last week. He was jumping around on the mound and doing some different things. That would have been, you know, both those things I think have both have surprised me. And then, you know, we're still waiting. I haven't looked at the lineup today, but Byron Buxton, who they hadn't put on the IR as of yet, but, I mean, he's missed now. What is it? Really, four games, I guess. All four mm-hmm. games with Boston because it was the first. He was the first batter in that game on Friday afternoon, and we haven't seen him come back yet. So we got to wait and see on that. But obviously, you always hold your breath with Buxton, and this has been his MO. Unfortunately, he's a lot of time on the injured list.
Hey, Maxie, with the Wild clinching is and they're, by the way, they're playing Montreal tonight, 6 o'clock. Is that going to impact who they play these remaining games? They want the home series. They want more home series advantages, right?
That's all that's left to play for, which is significant. It's not insignificant, but it's also, you know, in hockey, I think it means less than anything else because it's so razor thin between these teams. And, you know, a puck goes off a skate and you win the game. It's much more based on some of that, I think, than other things. But that being said, you know, you got something to play for, and specifically for them, it's St. Louis. And, you know, it's a series everybody's looking at saying, if they play St. Louis, who's going to get home ice. Now, you do want to, though. You want to go in there and you want to try some different things here the last week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is, and play some, you know, different people. Tonight, Foligno's out and with COVID, and so they get a chance to bring up a kid from Iowa and give him a shot. In general, they've been healthy, and these lines have been healthy. And, of course, that has been integral to their success is that the lines have been healthy and people have been healthy, and so they've done a good job of managing this team to the finish line, and now you really have a luxury in that you can toy around with a few different things mm-hmm. And still play for that home ice, but you don't have to, you know, it's not that big a deal if you don't get it.
Got it. Maxie, I appreciate you, and I appreciate those MJ stories. I had no idea. You've rubbed shoulders with some big shots.
Well, one day I'll tell you his golden rule, what he learned from his parents as a kid, because it's stuck with me ever since I talked to him.
Yeah. All right. Let's save that for a rainy day.
Rainy day. You got it. Thank you, sir.
We'll be listening at 6 o'clock for an extra dose of Sports to the Max. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. So when we come back, the mask mandate, too soon, too late, don't care, not going to affect you in any way. Curious to get your take on that and some of the other things that made us do a triple take. Thanks for tuning in on CCO. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.